ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتح، آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In continuation of the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, we will continue it with Ayah 79 Bismillah. Now we will see what hikmah Khizr alayhi salam gave to Musa alayhi salam behind all three incidents before letting him go. أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. As for the ship, it belonged to Masakin, who were people working in the sea, and what was behind? فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. So I wished to make a defective damage in it, as there was a king behind them who seized every ship by force. It could be that Khizr alayhi salam was given knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by any means, or since he was a resident of that area, so might have known before that the king is very cruel, and if any good boat passes by, he takes that boat by force from people. And if the boat is damaged or old, he just let go of it. So he thought to damage it a little. So when it will be damaged, the king will not take it and the poor people will be able to keep the boat. Although it will be damaged a little, but they will be able to earn their living. And that's exactly what happened. When the king saw the boat, he did not take it as it was broken. Then the second thing, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. So what we did was murdered the boy. So we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in righteousness and nearer to mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him through his infinite knowledge of unseen that this boy will be a transgressor, his parents were very righteous, and he will have a bad name for them. So instead, later upon him being a transgressor, parents wish that he should have been dead, instead killed him now. And in narrations it comes that upon being patient on the trauma of losing their son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them another son. Some said a daughter, who was very obedient and used to love his parents a lot. They dealt with a big loss earlier in their life and were saved from bigger loss later in their life. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the town. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. And there was under a treasure belonging to them. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And their father was a righteous man. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا. And your Lord intended that they should attain their age of full strength. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. And take out their treasure. رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. As a mercy from your Lord. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. And I did them not of my own accord. ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. That is the interpretation of those things over which you could not hold patience. Now the third thing was that parents were righteous. They had a trayer. They must have thought that someone might take it before their kids are grown, which usually happens with orphans. So they buried the trayer and made over a wall, thinking that wall will fall later when kids are older. But as it happened, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the wall was about to fall even before that time. So Khidr alayhi salam rebuilt that wall so no one else could cheat the kids and steal their wealth. Here there is no need to think how Khidr alayhi salam knew about it. We will talk a little about this towards the end of our lesson, inshallah ta'ala. But we will see here what lessons are to be learned and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out bad from good. This was the knowledge which Musa alayhi salam could not have learned, as this knowledge is the status of rushd. What we understood by it is that we find one thing common in all three incidents. And what is that? That incidents of the world are different what they seem, but in reality, a different thing is hidden behind them. It is the interpretation of Quranic verse that you might find something bad for you, but how much khair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed in it, you do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to unveil the curtains of unseen and let everyone know the wisdom behind whatever is happening in the world. It teaches us that incidents might look different from the surface, but reality is not the same what is obvious. In the world, when an average man sees the transgressors are so prosperous, whereas the weak people who obey their Lord are suffering, then they think it is injustice. After witnessing transgressors keep on getting prosperous, besides them being disobedient, whereas the weak people keep on suffering, besides them being obedient and promoting obedience, they start thinking, Na'udzubillah, summa na'udzubillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do justice, as they consider it totally injustice. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adil, then why there is so much injustice in this world? The world is a strange stage that the situations and incidents come across in front in such a way that we have no knowledge about the reality and what wisdom lies behind. But if someone is content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا, I am pleased with Allah as Lord, with Islam as the religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the prophet. O Allah, you deal with me in a way that you stay pleased with me. You are my Lord, your Nabi is Rasul, and your Deen is Islam. Ya Allah, be pleased with me. This is the lesson of submission, which is taught to us several times a day, that be pleased with the will of your Lord. Being content and pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very difficult. It is very easy in normal circumstances when we are just reciting in books, when we are just reciting the dua, and when we are advising someone. But in reality, it is the most difficult thing in the world. Accepting the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the contentment of the heart when we do not know the wisdom behind it. And majority of the times, whatever is happening in front of us, we have no knowledge of the wisdom behind. Those who entrust themselves in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when they are sick, then alhamdulillah. When they are healthy, then alhamdulillah. When they are starving, then they are thankful. And when their stomachs are full, even then they are thankful. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire from His servants, that His servants do not say no to anything. There is no example for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But which kid a mother like? The one who is always willing to do anything his mother asks him to do? Such people are likable, right? Or people with opposite attitude? See, we cannot fight with our fate.
so it is better to accept it. We cannot change it, so there is khair in acceptance. Think of any incident of your life. Look back and think of an incident when you didn't say nothing about something which was wrongly associated with you. A place you didn't want it to go, but you were made to go. And sometimes such decisions about your life are made which you do not approve of. Your marriage was not arranged where you wanted to. You keep on having daughters although you desired a son. Day and night we see such wisdoms of our Rabb. A mother with 5 daughters is threatened of a divorce if she gave birth to yet another daughter. And the whole family prays for a son and she gives birth to another daughter. Subhanallah. Whoever is wishing for is not getting, and whoever is not is getting it. This world is a combination of it. And whoever says that, "O Allah, I will do it whatever you ask me to do," will only be saved.
وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. O Allah, I entrusted you with my affairs.
You will find such peace and serenity that you will actually discover the art of living. All you have to do is make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's likes yours. Just start living under the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's likes, wishes and commands. Stop using your small restricted intellect in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions. Get out of why, when, what, how, who. Allahu Akbar. If boat would have remained undamaged, then it seemed khair, right? Same way we want our business flourish. Does any businessman wants for him to endure loss in his business? But people have been seen talking. Don't know why the business is down, why the economy is bad, etc., etc., etc. Although they are experiencing a bad situation, but they do not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take them at a place way higher than this. When someone is laid off from his job, then what is the reaction? I have seen wives worse than husbands in response to that, as if they will not be able to survive for a month even. So what? Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a job way better than that, then they realize the wisdom behind their layoff. See, if Mecca was not taken away from Prophet ﷺ, then would he have had gotten Medina? If Prophet ﷺ would be in mourning him leaving Mecca, then would he be able to see and enjoy the fruits of living in Medina? Humans are made from mud. Their hearts settle fast wherever they go, and they adjust themselves fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uproot them, take them out from their comfort zone, besides of them winning and complaining. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them go where He subhanahu wa ta'ala intended. As He knows, the best lies ahead. What unwanted and unpleasant circumstances someone can face? For example, God forbid a woman become widow. She is hurt, right? People will pity on her, but how much time she got on her hands now? See? Yes, someone don't have children, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them such khair for the people. Someone is sick. No one like being sick, but that illness saves someone from many sins. We just view any situation superficially, but we do not see its religious side. See the deaf and dumb people. Does anyone like handicapped people? No one like to be, but they do not backbite. Blinds, what is the quality in him? He will not see anything bad. Someone is divorced, it's normal. You get so worried, how will I face the people? You are embarrassed and hurt, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you another husband which treats you like a queen, which you couldn't even imagine in your first marriage. It is happening every second in the world of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is his servant's job? Raditu billahi rabba. Sometimes we do not see khair in this world. Yes, it does happen, but it will be rewarded in akhirah. Then whoever will receive there will be thrilled to get it and will say, O Allah, now I understood. In a narration it is said that at the day of judgment, when sick people will get the rewards of their sickness, upon witnessing that healthy people will say, We wish our bodies would have been cut with the scissors in the world, and the pain we would have endured because of that, then we would be patient upon it. That much reward will be rewarded. Meaning, people will envy them that their sins are removed off them because of their sickness. Subhanallah. Then there is another narration. It is a Sahih narration, but I do not have its reference. Its summary is that people will appreciate at the day of judgment the trials and suffering afflicted upon them in this world. When curtains of unseen will be unfolded, then the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Allah, you would have inflicted more pain and suffering upon me, would have made me go through more trials, would have made me go through more illnesses. People would have called me with more names. They would have accused me of wrong more. Someone would have done more injustice to me, and I would keep on forgiving them. See, it is not possible that you understand the wisdom behind everything. So do not waste your time and energy upon trying to figure out why it happened to me. That way you end up losing the last ounce of energy you have. If it is, then it is. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you more there. See, this promise is not for everyone. This promise is for the one who accepts his pain, grief and sorrow like happy thoughts. He brings himself at a stage where pain and sufferings given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes an asset for him, near and dear to him, and he cherishes them. Just by thinking that my Rabb has chosen me for it, he thought me worthy of it, it is his decision. Console yourself, why I am worried. Be thankful that I am in his eyes. Companions of Prophet ﷺ used to get worried when any trial, pain or suffering was not inflicted upon them. They used to say that our Rabb has left us. He is not purifying us, because they knew that these illnesses, sufferings and trials are purifying them from their sins. And after that purification process, that's why a person feels lighter and happy. See, there is excellence in acceptance. Accepting sorrows, pains, griefs, happiness, unwanted things, and things you do not like. Accepting all decisions of the Almighty, whether you like them or you don't, whether you understand them or not, with your heart's content. No need to get confused or argue or simply feeling sad over it. Allahu Akbar. See, dying of the boy, lessons to be learned. Kids are so adorable. People pray to have them, but they sometimes become the cause of parents' grief and suffering. The third thing you saw was that righteous deeds of the parents help their children even after their death. Those two were orphans, but وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Prophet ﷺ Sahih narrations verify this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect even the children left behind by righteous parents. Meaning, rewards of a parent's righteous deed is also rewarded to his children. You must have witnessed such stories that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create possibilities for the orphans to get their work done easily. Sometimes what opportunities orphans end up getting, even the kids with parents do not get. If kids are bound to suffer, then no matter how protective parents are, they are bound to suffer. Sometimes kids are hurt through their parents, and kids without parents can be happy. Rahmatum mir Rabbik, his counsel, his decision. He is more loving than 70 mothers collectively. There was a lady, she was grieving over her kid. And in that moment of grief, she said, I am missing my mother. I wish she was here, so I would have cried over her shoulder. Some righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suggested, you are crying for one mother? Why don't you cry in front of who is more than 70 mothers? So direction of thinking changed, right? But the point is, accept the decisions of your Lord and you will receive so much khair that you will be unable to gather it. Another we learn from it is, people are not even giving you food and you are making wall for them. What kind of a character is it? Yes, kill with kindness. Your good deed will embarrass others itself. What are we usually after? We like to get even right away. But forgive and forget is better. One-sided love. Without expecting anything in return, we just have to love. Don't want anything in return. Just think at this level for once. Then you will see you will be the happiest person of the world. Your heart will be content, peaceful and serene. Just decide and learn to love one-sided. When you will decide to take revenge, then you will not get that thing, what you will get in without expecting anything in return. People are not giving food and they are making wall for them. If it would have been someone else, then he might have stolen the treasure. See, if someone's heart's inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nothing attracts him. Then we learned that being patient on small grief saves someone from bigger griefs. If someone's child dies in childhood, could be tolerated. But when the same kid upon maturity makes his parents cry, then it is hard to tolerate. Or if the same child which parents nourished die when he is older, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen summa ameen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not waste the efforts of those who exercise patience when they endure pain and suffering. They are rewarded here and hereafter too. They will learn to smile for their Rabb's blessings. But the condition is, if we are content upon the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A thing to remember, when we stand up in our own defense, then we will not receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. So bigger the calamity, bigger the patience. And bigger the patience, the bigger is the reward. We are provided with the substitute in this world for our loss. Prophet ﷺ said, if someone faced any loss or pain and suffering, then he should recite this dua. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa akhlifli khayram minha. Allah will grant a better substitute in this world of the loss he endured. He got it. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهِ. So we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan was to give better than that. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala did give him. So this was Musa alayhi salam's and Khidr alayhi salam's story. Just remember, when every time you face any adverse situation, then your Rabb is purifying you. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to get rid of our sins in this world. We do not know that today what we suffered, how the same suffering will make our journey of akhirah easy. Sometimes people are seriously ill and they fall into coma and everyone starts praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Please do not say that. See, now they are being purified in front of your very eyes. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to purify them in their grave or on bridge sirat, then it will be a huge problem. Yes, we have to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if and when we face any painful situation, then we have to exercise patience, inshallah ta'ala. One last question comes into mind. That who was Khidr alayhi salam? We didn't talk much on it, as it will be not of that much benefit for us. But we will find numerous statements about him. Some say he was a prophet, some say he was a wali, and the third opinion is that he was an angel. And his names come in Surah An-Naziat, فَالْمُطَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة. So it was said he was from فالمدبرات أمرا. مدبر, who make decisions, manager, and أمران of affairs. So he was the decision maker of the affairs. If he was in fact a prophet, then two things support that he was not a prophet. One is a narration from Bukhari, which I shared in the beginning, when Musa alayhi salam asked, who is more learned? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, someone, because if he would have been a prophet, then it should have been mentioned in Quran. Or his and Musa alayhi salam's knowledge would not have been different. If he is believed to be a wali, then walis are never allowed to destroy something or kill someone based on the knowledge of unseen. Because after all, he is human and he is bound to follow Sharia. It is not allowed that someone act upon his knowledge of unseen and take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws in his own hands. So he was not even wali. So now only one scenario left, that he was among angels who oversee the affairs of the universe. So this is the strongest opinion of the three, as it was said that وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ, and I did them not of my own accord, as he is accepting himself, that I am not self-sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about angels that they do whatever they are told, and they do not disobey. The second reasoning of it is that many times angels come as humans and do conversations. You will read in Surah Maryam, Ayah 19, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Maryam alayhi salam as a human and said, لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيَّ, so to you the gift of a righteous son. Angels do not give, but they referred it to themselves, right? So it is quite possible that it was like that. Then him saying, فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ عَيْبَهَا, so I wished to make a defective damage in it. And along with it he said, that he did not do it with his own authority. So it is a long argument, but the summary is, he was an angel. Some argued that then why it was said about them, عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. Angels are abd too, right? In another place in Quran it comes that they make angels who are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala women. Another doubt is created, that why word Rajul was used for him. Answer to that is that whenever angels come as humans, they come as men. Then another doubt is presented, that how people of both recognize Khizr alayhi salam. So they made him travel without rent. So remember this about it is that wherever he used to sit, greenery was created there. So it is quite possible that people of both might have seen any of his action like that. So, wallahu alam bis-sawab. We do not know anything, but there is one very painful thing about him is, and it is from our country, that many places of shirk were created on his Khizr alayhi salam's name. Such wrong beliefs are created, and Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam was proven to be more knowledgeable as a teacher than Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and try to prove that Vilayat has upper hand than prophethood. In Sufism, being Wali has higher status than prophets. Some say that Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam is still alive today. Some say, till you meet Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, you cannot get Vilayat. Very strange stories are being made. It is like that if impressed from someone, either made them God or associate them with God. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such beliefs. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-aleem wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabu al-raheem. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا